This is a special Checking the Diary for October 1st, spoken by Elswith. And so you ask, what is it that prompted this special checking of the diary by Mistress? Could it just be her excitement at a brand new month? Often reserved for a brand new week? What could it be? Well, I had a particular gentleman named Paul who did give me his permission to use his name. This Paul, this somewhat newly infatuated follower of my inner circle, I don't know if you would call it attention whoring, or maybe just an attempt to make sure that Mistress remembers her manners. But he practically demanded that I give him this attention in exchange for a gift that he sent my way. Now, surely it's not bribery, right? I mean, although on a sunny day like today, I'm feeling generous enough to enjoy some bribery. What bribery would you indulge today? Like kisses in exchange for that last cup of coffee in the pot? Compliments in exchange for your seat on the train? Or a fiver for 10 minutes of oral sex? I mean, wait. Is that bribery? That was my phone. Or just payment? Is it only bribery if it corrupts? Which makes me wonder, what is corruption anyway? When I take some of you deep, when I put in triggers that your average everyday people may not quite understand, is that corrupting you? Am I bribing you with pleasure to be my toy? Well, Paul, in your long list of wonderful affirmations about how devoted you are to me, thank you for the charm. I would have thanked you anyway. But it's always fun to call somebody out for being an attention whore, and honestly, there's nothing wrong with being an attention whore either. So, the charm, it's already taken its place nestled in with my other favorites on my bracelet. It's fun to have something to keep you close, and when someone observant asks me where it came from, oh, I'm going to enjoy that.